This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time today to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I'm going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
John's in Tewksbury, Mass.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick, and happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
I have a Korean lilac that's about 10 inches in circumference on the base, and I'm finding big chunks of wood. It's dropped its leaves. It's not in one area, but it's in different areas. And what I did yesterday was I put tree and shrub, and I put tree and shrub on it and some fertilizer. And I don't know what's causing it, but some of the branches are not dead. They just have no leaves on it. I scratched it, still green. In other areas, I scratched, and it's dead. But it's large sections, like some sections are like 2 feet wide. And I don't know what's going on. It just happened like overnight.
And you said it was a
Korean lilac.
Dwarf Korean lilac? Okay. Well, it could be stressed. There could be some stress going on with that lilac based on the way the weather has been, ups and downs. Weird July, then a hot August, lots of rain, those types of things. So it could be stressed out from it. Using that tree and shrub is a good thing, but just realize it can take up to 30 days for it to translocate throughout the whole plant.
Okay.
So it's not an instant, right? This is something that's going to take some time. So you said on the bark, are you seeing holes in it, or are you seeing it's just bare?
No holes. I looked for the holes on the trunk. I couldn't find any. I actually had to crawl underneath the tree. Couldn't find any there. I did find some broken branches that I removed some, and I tried to repair some by putting some wax and then covering them up. But some areas are dead, and then some areas that when I scratch them, they're still green. So I don't know what's going on. I couldn't find anything, and I can't figure out what's going on. And okay. I put prophylizer, too. I poured some prophylizer down on there, too. I put a gallon of that.
Okay, now when did you put the fertilizer down?
Yesterday.
Okay. So we're going to want to do that every, like, 2 weeks, maybe every week, once a week with the fertilizer. That's going to help it. Now, at any point, did you see any, like, white
powdery substance on the leaves at all, or is, like, powdery type mildew or anything? Do you see anything like that?
Nope. Okay. That's what's driving me. I didn't see any insect infestation at all. Some pots are still green, the other pots are brown. So there may be a section of green, then a section of brown, then a section of green, and it's up on top, it's on the bottom. You know, the tree's about maybe 10 feet tall and maybe about 20 to 15 feet wide, and with a trunk that's about 10 feet in circumference, 10 inches in circumference.
Gotcha. All right, so that tree and shrub is definitely going to help it long term, right? I'm feeling as though there's like a disease to it, like possibly a blight. So what I'd be looking at doing is seeing if any of the stems that are left there are like distorted or blackened, like black all the way around it. If you see something like that, that's going to tell us that there's probably a disease there. I know you had said some of like the bark was exfoliating. Was some of the bark like kind of broken up a little bit?
Yeah, some of the bark is dead. And some of the it still has green on it. So this is a what? Yeah. Hey, if you want, I'll go outside and look at it now.
No, I mean if you want, this is what I want you to do to make life easier, John. Take a couple pictures of the tree for me.
Okay.
And email it to me.
You bet.
Okay, so I can take a look and see what we're seeing. So I can tell you exactly. And take a picture of the dead branches as well as, you know, the viable branches.
Okay.
But I can tell you this. On the dead branches, we want to get rid of those. Don't leave any of the dead branches there, because what happens is the plant is focusing on trying to help, like, fix that dead area. So it's putting a lot of its focus there versus the other area. So it means the plant is more susceptible to other things happening. So we want to get rid of the dead areas so the plant can refocus on the rest of the plant to get stronger for you.
If I get rid of the dead branch, it's going to have like huge holes.
Well, so unfortunately, like where it's dead, it's not going to come back.
Yeah.
Right. If it's brown through there, there's no green. It's not going to come back, and it's going to need to come out. But that being said, some of that area that's around it, say there's a big hole, let's take a look at pruning around it so that some of the branches that might be able to fill in there, we can prune there so they form two new shoots and pull into those holes eventually and from above it or below it, side to side.
Okay.
That's going to help fill in some of those holes. But again, with it being dead, it's not going to come back.
Yeah, yeah. Beautiful tree, too.
They are awesome looking. Oh.
And the fragrance from it is unbelievable. The other thing, I had called you last week about my arborvitae.
Yep.
And it was turning brown. And
yep.
You had suggested to put some fertilizer down. I did that. But what I did notice is when I touched it, all little flies or something came flying out.
Yep.
So I sprayed it with 7.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. All right, and I still fertilized it, too. So
yep.
I'll fertilize it again.
Okay. Yeah, so what did you use for the fertilizer?
Prophylizer. I went by some prophylizer, that's hard to get now these days.
It is.
Yeah. So I did that, and I also put some of that tree and shrub on it as well, too.
Okay, that's perfect. That'll help it. Definitely the long-term effects with other insects. The 7 is going to be fine. What I would do is take a look at the back of the bottle and see how often you should spray. I think it's like 14 days.
Okay.
Just to spray again to make sure anything that might have been in a different stage of life is going to be taken care of. Okay?
Yeah.
But with the fertilization, so use the fertilizer for it, but I want you, and you can start to do this at the end of this week, use Holytone on all the arborvitaes that you have just at half the rate. Okay.
Oh, Holytone. I've been doing the arborvitaes with Plantone.
Well, so Plantone does well, too. The numbers are very close. If you look at the back of a bag and you covered the name of the product, the numbers are very close.
Okay.
But what it is with Holytone is it helps with the acidic soils. Holytone are more evergreen-type plants that do well in acidic soils, and that's what arborvitae's like. So
okay.
Use that this fall, but use it at half the rate. Okay.
Okay. Because okay. I usually do all of the plants in August and in early September. I go around and I use Holytone on the evergreens and on the arborvitaes. I was using the Plantone. So I'll just switch from the Plantone to the Holytone on the arborvitaes then.
Definitely. And then okay. In another week to two, use that fertilizer again on that and on the lilac.
And the lilacs too.
Yep. And then Great. Just take those pictures and email them to me. You can go right to the website, paulparent.com. Right at the bottom, there's a way to email us. So that would be helpful, and then I can help you out a little bit more, okay?
Thanks an awful lot. I really appreciate your help.
All right, John, have a great one.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonite has the answer. Bonite 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust concentrate and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
As Homer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I'm going to get right back to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Susan is in Yarmouth.
Susan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
Fine. Thank you. My question is about hollyhocks. I have had them in the ground 3 years, and this is the best year. The first year they didn't bloom, and then they've been blooming last year and this year. I'm wondering, my question is, what do I do with the seeds? I heard that they can reseed themselves. Could I cut them and just put them in the ground, or how should I handle it?
So with hollyhocks, you know, they are a perennial, so they can go to seed and then come back and spread that way. The ear, have you gotten like a seed pod to pop from it, or are you getting the seed from the flowers? What I want to make sure I got this right. Have you pulled the seeds from it already, or?
No, there's spires of them. They're like 10 feet tall.
Okay. So usually what happens with the hollyhock is rather than like picking the flowers, you just let them all go to seed. So they get harder on the stem, right?
Yes.
The flower will shrivel, then turn brown. Once they kind of fall off, right? They'll leave those little brown pods. From there, you know, some people will not plant them until next spring. Or so what you will need to do is store them somehow in a cool, dry place, in a cool area where it's not going to get too, you know, too hot, where they're going to, like, dry out, that type of thing. Okay?
Okay.
What you're going to want to do is put them in something that is a like sealable container, like even like a Ziploc bag or something along those lines, right? You want to make sure before you get them in there, they're very dry. You don't want any moisture to be sitting in there because you're gonna want to put them in like a refrigerator,
right? And let him kind of just sit in there till the spring, because they need to go through almost like a dormant period, right? So you'll get the seeds from the pod. You'll clean them up, get rid of any of like the junk that's around them, let them dry out, and then put them in some sort of storage container. It can be a Ziploc bag. It can be envelope. It can be like an empty glass jar. It doesn't have to be anything special, right? From there, a lot of people will put them into, like I said, a refrigerator to let them sit for the winter, right? Let them kind of stay. But these guys, the hollyhock seeds can actually remain viable for like 5-10 years at that rate. So, I mean, once, you know, you don't want them to get up and down temperature-wise where it's one extreme to the other. But, I mean, some people will actually even put the seed in like a freezer. So that way it's like just completely, it's in a complete dormant period. And then when you bring it out, it's ready to go. But you just need to make sure it's dried out before you put it away. Because if it does have any moisture in it and you freeze it, it's going to expand, you know, the water inside is going to freeze and it's going to start to kill the seed itself.
Okay. So should I open up the pods and take everything off around it?
Yeah, so the little seeds are going to be the size of, almost like the size of like a ladybug, that type mm-hmm. size. So they're not small. What I would do is, you know, put them in water, swish them around a little bit to get any of the fuzz or anything off. Then take them out, drain all the water, place them on some paper towels. And you could put them in like a sunny window if you wanted, but you want to let them dry out. And when you think they're dry, wait a little bit longer and let them completely dry out. And then that's when you want to store them. Okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, Susan, you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
My phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a 9-pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Do you want the perfect lawn this year? It all starts by using the best grass seed available. Vonide makes that happen with DuraTurf grass seed. Vonide is using the best varieties of grass seed available today. When you start using Vonide Full Sun or Shade, Dense Shade grass seed mixes, you will have a lawn that is self-repairing, disease and insect resistant, and will grow in poor soil. So don't wait. Get that perfect lawn started this weekend.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. The U.S. State Department is urging U.S. citizens and others to leave the area of Kabul's Hamid Karzai International Airport immediately, citing a specific credible threat. The alert comes hours after President Joe Biden was warned by commanders that another terrorist attack was highly likely in the next 24 to 36 hours.
For the live stream, so we are here. The Antifa and LGBT groups are getting ready to come counter-protest a straight pride event.
A group of Antifa were saved by police after they were beaten and forced to retreat at a violent left versus right protest in Modesto, California. Conservatives held a straight pride event in Modesto on Saturday when Antifa and other left-wing protesters showed up to start trouble. This is USA Radio News.
Two new studies from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show fully vaccinated Americans' immunity to COVID-19 is waning as the more transmissible Delta variant continues to spread across the country. One study, which focused on frontline healthcare workers, found that vaccine effectiveness declined by nearly 30 percentage points since the Delta variant became the dominant strain in the U.S. The analysis also concluded that the COVID-19 vaccines were 80% effective in preventing infection among the frontline healthcare workers. Jill Kent, a congressional candidate who served in Iraq, said the U.S. military lied about the progress in Afghanistan for 2 decades in an interview with Fox News host Tucker Carlson on Thursday.
Nearly 2 decades of lies come unraveling. The U.S. military has been saying for nearly 2 decades we've built this Afghan government and this Afghan army and that they were worthy of the sacrifice of our brave young men and women and that they would hold.
This is USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got about a half hour left in the show. And we'll try to help out whoever we can. Get some answers to their gardening questions. Some pretty good questions today. The one just now about hollyhock seeds. It's a great one to be thinking about because they're not the only ones you can get the seeds from, right? That any of the perennials that are starting to flower are technically going to seed, right? So those are the times where you could be harvesting these seeds. So if you're really into planting into the garden and you want to produce more of these plants, maybe try it out. Try finding some of these flowers that have gone to seed. Let them, dry out inside and work with them from there. I think it's definitely worth it trying from the start there. And doing what you can to build the new plants. So it's some pretty good stuff. We also, we've talked about the lawn a little bit and what we can be doing. This is the time of the year that we can start putting the grass seed back down when the temperatures are cooling off and when, there is... not as much heat. That's the biggest thing when it comes to the lawn. You probably notice that, when it is warm, and you always notice it, except for this year because of the rain, our lawns look burnt out during the summer. They just hate the heat. They can be shade tolerant, sun tolerant, whatever you like, but the heat, it just doesn't help. So those are some things that we can start to do because the fuller we make our lawns, the stronger they are long term. And this is the time of year to be looking and seeing what you can do to get, soils taken care of. Take a soil sample at this point so we can be ready for next year, right? You've had a successful garden this year. Take a soil sample of it. our old friend Daryl brought this up to me a number of years ago that said, we always get soil samples when there's an issue. We always are trying to fix something. Why do we never try to figure out what we did right? Yeah, you can kind of use that example in life. That's not the show, but think about that, right? We look to find what's wrong with the soil in a soil sample so we can fix things. Well, if we're successful, why not figure out why? And then how to keep it that way. Because once you get it to that level, you don't stop. You don't just start over or just let everything go. You start to use less fertilizer, a lot less chemical or killers in the lawn. You are using less and allowing your property to thrive based on nature itself. So finding out what's good about the soil is a good thing. You know, my wife and I were at a concert last night, and they actually kind of said that. And he said, you know, they were talking about how you always remember your critics. You always remember what happens bad about something. You never remember the good things. Now, it's pretty true, and it fits there with when you're looking at what happens with your plants. Now, remember what you did right with them so you can continue that going forward. Now, you know, the guys we went to see have been a band for 40-plus years, longer than I've been alive. But they put on a good show, and, man, they were philosophers with it. So, you know, it was interesting to hear that. And then, you know, you can bring that into so many different levels. And I brought it into soil samples, which I've been told is kind of boring. And I know it is. But it is very important when it comes to the success of our lawn and gardens for everything. You know, I talk about it so much because of how important it is. Just knowing these little details is going to help us have stronger plants, stronger lawns, stronger gardens. We do it for ourselves, and we spend so much money out on the garden that we might as well just spend that extra $20 to see where we're at. So, can't say it enough. Get a soil sample done to see what you can do for the future of your yard and garden. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got about 20 minutes left in the show. Plenty of time to give us a call if you have some questions for us. So definitely let us know. If not, we're going to be back next week. This week I am moving to Chelmsford, Massachusetts, formerly of Lowell. So I'll be moving into Chelmsford. We got a lot of work to do on the outside of my property. So I'm going to start showing some things of what we're going to do from the beginning. Lots of trees need to come down, lots of plants. But I'll tell you, yesterday, we closed on our house on Friday. We're moving in slowly. We got a lot of work to do. But I was walking in the yard, and I noticed a leaf of a tree, and I'm like, wait a minute, is that a Japanese maple? And I got closer, and it was this green Japanese maple. I love it. I was so excited. I told my wife about it later in the night. She's like, okay, great, a tree, perfect. But it was awesome. There's a Japanese maple that side of the house nobody can see. So I can't wait to dig that up later on the season to move it. There's some other things in there that are pretty cool, but tons of trees. You know, it's cool talking with the neighbors. A lot of the people who lived at the house prior loved nature, loved the trees, loved their backyard. You can tell at one point it was a great garden, but it's kind of gotten overgrown over time. So my plan is to clean it up, start fresh, get some new stuff in there, make the yard a little bit bigger, so we can start seeing some of these things that we talk about on the radio, and I can start doing some of these a little bit more. So I'm pretty excited about that. I'm pretty excited about, you know, what I can see. But I'll tell you, you know, it's interesting. I'm seeing a lot of these things. I see moss everywhere. It's a dark, shady area. There's moss, so it's compacted. I'm like, all right, once I get these trees out, I'm going to use some sulfur. I'm going to put it all over the place. I'm going to get the pH level up. You know, my mind's racing. It's crazy. You know, you walk into a new house and you're like, oh, I want to do this. I want to do this. We still have some of that. But then we walk around and it's like, oh, I want to do this outside, etc. So, you know, when we went into the house, the prior owners had left, the children of the prior owners had left a bunch of folders. And it was cool. My wife, who's a lawyer, loves to read through paperwork and see things. And we're going back and forth with some things, and she goes, oh, here's a soil sample. And I was like, what? Soil sample? What? I'm in. Let's go. Unfortunately, it didn't have it, all the information I needed. But, hey, it was pretty cool stuff. You know, we're... So, the next couple of weeks, I'll be moving in, but I'll be trying to show some pictures. I know a couple trees are going to have to come out with a crane. So, I'll be showing some pictures of the development of that. But, that'd be pretty cool stuff to be seeing going forward. Now, if you have any questions here, give us a call. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, I touched on this earlier, but we're into the fall season, so it's very important to be fertilizing a lot of your shrubs and trees for next year. Now, we're going to be fertilizing all our evergreens. All our evergreens are going to be using Hollytone. Some of our trees would be using Treetone. All of these have contain Biotone, which is that mycorrhizae that attacks your root system in a beneficial way to help your root system get stronger. Now, this time of year, we're using the product at half the rate, right? So when you look at the Hollytone, it'll tell you, you know, on the back what it's used on, when to use it. But it says right on it, you know, feed in the spring and late fall at half the spring rate. So figure out how much you're doing and then use and cut it in half. So a lot of trees, it says right on it, a pound per inch of trunk diameter. Triple the quantity for diameter 3 inches or larger. That's right, triple. So we have a 3-inch diameter. So that would be 9 pounds of Hollytone. So for the fall, we're actually looking at 4.5 pounds. Because we don't want to push too much growth. We don't want to push the new growth. We want to help the root system that's there. We want to help get it through the winter. Give it something to be stronger through that winter. So when the spring comes and you hit it with Hollytone, it's not fertilizer deprived. It's not just searching for food. It's had it. It's stored it up. And it's ready to start the spring. I mean, some of these roots are active during the season, during the winter season. I'm not saying they're active searching, but they are going to pull some of the moisture. We know in New England our temperatures can range up and down, and so they are active. So this does help them going forward, but follow it to a T. Only use it at half the rate. More is not better on this. More can push new growth, can push very fragile growth on some of your plants, and then you're doing more damage than good. So definitely take a look at your plants and fertilize them this fall at half the rate. And we're talking shrubs, trees, even some of your perennials, just at half the rate. We're still in part of this season where some of our flowers are still flowering. You can continue to flower them. You can continue to feed them and continue to help them grow because we do have more time. Summer doesn't end until the end of September. We usually don't start getting frosts until the end of October, maybe even into November. So your plants might be still growing. Maybe you're bringing some inside. know, start thinking about what you're going to do. Start picking out some pots. Start getting some of that soil. Start getting some of those mosquito bits from Summit. So you can add that to the soil to help with any of the fungus gnats and those little guys that might be coming in the house with you. You know, we at Mahoney's where I work, they will put that in. We'll use those bits or even like a systemic houseplant from Bonide to help prevent any of those anytime we repot anything so that we're helping protect them for the future as well. We talk about protecting for the future a lot, talk about, you know, preventative, and that's what we're doing. So we're going to go to a break here. We'll have one segment left. You can try and give us a call at 855-660-4261. If not, we'll keep on keeping on. So we're going to take a break here, and we're going to be back in a few right after this.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Espomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espomer.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Dram.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Bonnie's in East Falmouth.
Bonnie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Love your show.
Thank you.
Am sort of a haphazard vegetable gardener. I plant in containers, and I had great luck this spring with romaine lettuce and leaf lettuce. Excellent. And once it got warm, I cut the plants off below the surface, but left the roots intact because I thought, like, aren't the new plants supposed to take advantage of the, like, the mycorrhizae?
Yes.
I don't know if I'm saying it right.
Yeah, you said it
and
perfect.
And the root system exists. So I put pepper plants and summer squash in. The summer squash did excellent. The pepper plants, I didn't even have a blossom. They just languished. They stayed about 6 inches tall, which was when I put them in, and they never did anything. And I didn't know if I understood that theory behind mycorrhizae properly.
Well, so you're right on with it. So the idea behind it is with a previous plant, cutting it back and replanting into that same area. Because you've spent a lot of time fertilizing it and taking care of it. It's got the root system. It's got all those things. So planting something in it or next to it helps. Those nutrients are there, and then you just continuously feed them. Now, I'm not surprised that your peppers didn't do much. You're not the only one.
Oh, good.
I've been at my in-law's house all summer, and their pepper plants, they put in 4 pepper plants, and right now they are about 1.5 feet tall still. They put them back in at the end of May into June. And there are tomato plants a couple feet from them that are like 7 feet tall. So I don't know all the answers of why. But I just don't think it was the perfect season for it. I think there was too much rain
I think there were two. There was the temperatures weren't right for it, but I really don't think there was an issue with what you did, because I'm seeing it. I mean, I don't know what it is completely. Maybe it's too much water from the summer. Maybe there's not enough calcium in the area. You know, that could be an issue because it does need calcium just like a tomato needs the calcium to go. And I'm sure it's not lack of sun because you had everything else grow. I think it was the year, to be honest. I just think that had a lot to do with it. Okay, you still with me there, Bonnie? Am I still here, Nathan? Can you hear? Okay. All right. I don't hear Bonnie. Do we have another? Actually, we're less than a minute here. We're about a minute to go in the show. So hopefully that helps you, Bonnie. I apologize if we got cut off, but I don't think there was anything you could do from it. I think it had a lot to do with a very wet July into June. We even had a wet May, and I think that really had something to do with it. All right, well, that's going to wrap up the show for this week. I want to, I don't talk politics by any means, but I want to say one thing. I want to remember these names that we lost in Afghanistan while we're trying to get out of there. Local, Johanny Picardo from Lawrence, Sergeant Nicole G. We also, Staff Sergeant Darren Hoover, Corporal Hunter Lopez, Corporal Diego Page, Corporal Humberto Sanchez, Lance Corporal David Espinoza, Lance Corporal Jared Schmitz, Lance Corporal Riley and McCollum, Lance Corporal Dylan Marola, Lance Corporal Kareem Nakui, Navy Corpsman Maxton W. Suviak, Staff Sergeant Ryan Noss, all those should be remembered. Remember for what they're doing, trying to help others and be good to each other. And that's what we try to preach here. So everybody, you get out there, be good to each other, plant something, and we'll see you next week. Have a good one, everyone.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.